You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? This is Dave, and I am going to be recording. Hopefully, it's not going to remain a solo episode. I'm hoping that my co-host will be able to provide some input into the episode, and I'm able to edit those into here. But what I wanted to do was execute on a great, actually a brilliant idea that co-host Rose threw out earlier today, and where she had suggested that we do something along the lines of our favorite mustaches in the decades that we cover, the 70s, 80s, and 90s. She didn't actually suggest it quite like that. But this was to be in support of a great organization called Movember. And I started to read up on those cats, and so I felt obligated to get involved. It's one of those things where I just really felt, looking at the mission and what the organization stands for, that I can get behind them, and I want to do something. So I need your help, because this is going to be a full month topic for Banzai Retro Club, and we're going to kick it off here with the 1970s. So let's get this episode going.
This is 70-something podcast.
Evel Knievel sold separately or with the Evel Knievel stunt cycle from Ideal.
Use the force, Luke. Let go.
HR Puffin Stuff. Push your bed when things get rough. HR Puffin Stuff. Can't do a little cause you can't do enough.
Well, this is Banzai Retro Club. I am Dave. Can you dig it? That's right, folks. We are back. And what I'm doing today is I am going to be talking about mustaches in the 1970s. More specifically, I'm going to give you my favorite, and I want to talk a little bit about the TV show that the person that had the mustache was starring in. But before I get to all that, I want to set some stuff up. This is really going to be an awareness and asking for strictly, you know, mainly your donation to a great organization called Movember. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put together some activity specifically on the Banzai Retro Club website that is going to give you links to be able to donate to this great organization. And what I found out is their mission is to help promote men's mental health and overall, you know, health. They do a lot of great things with bringing awareness to prostate cancer and testicular cancer. And it is what appears to be just a wonderful organization. And I had heard about them before, but I never really read that much about them until just today. So I'm going to get involved. And I need your help. So please do check out the links that I'll be providing on the Bonsai Retro Club website to find out how you can get involved. But let's get on topic, shall we? The looking up and doing a little bit of research on this topic, because I'm kicking off in the 1970s, and what the conversation that I had going with Scott and Rose when we were talking about doing this subject was, you know, let's just pick our favorite person in the 1970s that had a mustache, and then we could just kind of geek out about them. And since I'm not going to have Scott and Rose to kind of bounce this off of, I'm just going to throw some random mustaches out that were very predominant in the 1970s, just so that we can have a little something to talk about. So I did my Google thing, and when you actually do best mustaches in the 1970s, People.com came up with their list of top 7 greatest mustaches of the 1970s. So I'm going to give these gentlemen some shout-outs here. Number one, the late, great Burt Reynolds. You know, of course, he had to be on the list. You know, who can deny the greatness that was the Bandit, among many other things? You know, great talent that we had lost recently, and just the mustache that you wish you wish you could grow. I can never get a mustache like Burt's, but he was just an icon, and he's going to be missed, and I can see why he was number one on their list. Number two, Frank Zappa. Had just a wonderful hippie kind of look back then, and the, you know, the whole ensemble with the mustache that kind of went down along the let's call them handlebars, and then, you know, kind of like a goatee in the middle of it. So great look for Frank, and he was definitely influential in the music realm. Number three was Cheech Marin, from the infamous Cheech and Chong. It was always fun, you know, to see those guys and the hijinks that they got into. I never really got into any kind of drug scene, so I never really idolized those guys, but They were funny. They were very funny as hell. So it was great to see him on that list. And I could see why, because he had a good mustache rocking back then. John Waters, who looks like he got famous by putting together some very violent movies back in the day, predominantly in the 1970s. I never really got into his stuff. You know, I know that he was influential in the, you know, being a filmmaker, and kind of had that little pencil thin mustache rocking look, that just works for him. Next up, number five is Billy Dee Williams. You know, of course we're going to know him as Lando from Empire Strikes Back. Later on in the 80s, he would be in, you know, my favorite 1989 being Batman. So Billy Dee was still rocking the mustache at that point. Just been a great look for him. Wonderful acting talent. Really enjoyed his contribution in pretty much any movie that he's been in. Mark Spitz, American swimmer, in the 1972 Munich Olympics. I wasn't really into sports so much, so that didn't, I know I heard of him, but I really didn't even pay him no mind back in the 70s, because that wasn't my bag. No offense to Mark, but I'm glad that he was able to be a swimmer and still have body hair. I know that that's something that a lot of those guys will try to be as least, you know, have least drag as possible when they're swimming. So if that was something that he maintained, keeping that mustache, and it didn't affect him whatsoever, my hat's off to him. And then David Crosby. He's number 7 on our list. Crosby, Stills, and Nash. What a great hippie. for lack of a better way of putting that. But he's definitely always been rocking that look, and it works for him. It really does. I love his stuff. You know, it's very, you know, very soothing, melodic type of music. Especially when you get into songs like Southern Cross. I like his stuff. So that's me kind of fumbling my way through the 7 greatest mustaches of the 70s. I know there's a lot of others. In fact, the one that I'm thinking of talking about here is not listed. But I think it needs its own place here on the list. More specifically, my list. So if I were to pick on, or not pick on, but mention my favorite actor that was rocking a mustache in the 70s. We're going to go a little later in the 70s, early 80s, with a little show called WKRP in Cincinnati.
Weather today in the greater Cincinnati area.
I love you so badly.
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
For those of you that are uninitiated, this was really just a situation comedy TV show that had just a, I don't even know what ranking they were in the Cincinnati area, but it was definitely not a big radio station by any means. They had their own very unique set of characters, and the situation comedy was all of their interactions with each other and the different events that they would try to do to become more popular. And, you know, for those that are familiar with the show, know that you've had different people in it, specifically Andy and Mr. Carlson, Jennifer, who is played by the great Lonnie Anderson, always was a fan of Les Nessman, Venus Flytrap, Bailey, Herb, and, of course, the one that I'm trying to get to, that I'm kind of taking my time and giving you a little bit of build up, is Dr. Johnny Fever, played by Howard Hessman. This show was just a lot of fun to watch. And the interactions with all the different characters. And of course, who wasn't a big fan of Lonnie back then? Something about Les Nessman, just even, I still reference that when there's people that have a office cubicle and they try to think that they have more privacy than they actually do. And they'll make reference to like somebody that'll just get into their space. And then, yeah, in my mind, they're kind of, you know, that's, they're doing a Les Nessman. You know, you're just one step away from putting tape down and having people knock on nothing in order to come into their space, their desk space. But all that set aside, what was fun for me was had this really, I don't know if you call him just a very aged rocking DJ. This guy that just wanted to rock out all the time. And this is what Dr. Johnny Fever brought to the table on this TV show. I loved the way Howard Hessman played him. And you just had this guy that was just so mellow and just going along with all the business fluff. But then once you got him behind the mic and you let him go, he just rocked it. And he didn't worry about, you know, everybody's own, you know, what was the approved, you know, playlist and things like that. He just went crazy and he went for it. And Dr. Johnny Fever, fun to watch, and rocked a just fantastic mustache, of course. That's my pick for favorite mustache from the 1970s. I'm going to give it to Dr. Johnny Fever, Howard Hessman of WKRP in Cincinnati. I'm going to edit in probably an audio clip just so that we have kind of a reference for Dr. Johnny Fever. And I think that would be a little fun. So let's put that in here.
All right, Cincinnati, it is time for this town to get down. Dr. Johnny Fever and I am burning up in here.
What?
We all in critical condition, babies. But you can tell me where it hurts, because I got the healing prescription here from the big KRP musical medicine cabinet. Now, I am talking about your 50,000-watt intensive care unit, babies. So just sit right down, relax, open your ears real wide, and say, give it to me straight, doctor. I can take it.
All right, so as I said, that's going to be me talking about my favorite 1970s mustache. And that was kind of in my world. There's many others to talk about. I had played around with the idea of talking about Yosemite Sam from Looney Tunes. But I was drawn to talk about, Dr. Johnny Fever. So WKRP sucked me in. As I said at the beginning of this thing, I want you guys to consider giving some support to the efforts that I'm going to try to bring some awareness and put together as much as I can possibly get for contributions for the Movember organization. I'm going to put some stuff on our website that you'll be able to link through and get more information about them. I encourage you to do so. So I'm going to put that stuff at bonsairetroclub.com. Now, there's probably some good reasons why I felt obligated to get hooked up with this organization. Well, you know, it recently I feel that I've been battling mental health. And I think that I've been able to get through it, you know, with support from, well, my co-hosts, Scott and Rose, and more importantly, my wife. There's been many a times lately that I felt that I should have sought to talking to somebody. I know how easy it is for men to get overwhelmed with the burdens of what's going on in the world. I'm not saying that women don't get burdened and don't get overwhelmed. I'm just saying that luckily this organization is concentrating on the men's perspective, for the month. And so that's why I feel the obligation to get involved. My own struggle lately that I've been able to get around or get through is that I had a very challenging work environment for about 2 years of my life. And it had caused a lot of anguish, a lot of mental struggles with just that environment. And just recently, I was able to find a new opportunity at another company, and it's so much better. But up until the point that I was able to find that new opportunity, I had a lot of things going on and a lot of worries. And I never once I'm not wired in the thought process to commit suicide. But I know that I can understand how people get that way. My own self personally is my thought was it would be great if I just disappeared. And I wasn't talking about committing suicide. I was just talking about running off somewhere and starting fresh. Just someplace new and, find some island somewhere and do, be a bartender, who knows. But something that just took away from all the pressures that I was feeling. So in my mind, I wanted to disappear. And I never got to the point where I was going to commit suicide. But I know that I see how easy somebody could make that, flip that switch and think that way. I'm not wired that way. So I can't even fathom the idea of doing that. But I know that I was such in a bad spot mentally that I was interested in just checking out from everything that I had known and the people that I loved and just disappear. And I don't think that's healthy either. And I don't think that I was in a good mental headspace. I think that I've probably developed a bit of a problem with, God, this is tough. I think I may have a drinking problem. I think that that might be an issue for me. And I think that it had developed from me trying to mentally compensate for the problems that I was having at my former workspace. And I had justified it in my mind in that I felt that it was the only way that I could turn my brain off so I could sleep during the night, which was bullshit. It never worked. I would wake up in the middle of the night and be awake for at least an hour. And the reason why I woke up was because I was always worried about something didn't get done at the job that I had left. So I was stressed all the time. And when I wasn't talking to my co-hosts or talking to my wife, and I was alone to my own devices and thinking about the stresses and the uncertainty of my professional life, I was able to find solitude in either scotch or bourbon. So I know that's not right. I know that that's not the way to be. That's not the way to resolve things like that. So I'm happy that I have a new opportunity, a new job, and it's so much less stress. It's got its own set of activities that need to happen and a lot to do, but I feel support. I feel support from those that are above me, which I've never had in a long time. So this is huge for me, and I'm really, really hopeful that I'm past whatever problems I was having before. Time's going to tell with that. So mental health, I gave you just my own insight as to how I've been doing lately. And that's why when Rose brought up the idea of supporting this organization and I started to research, that's why I gravitated towards it. And that's why I feel I need to do something. There's a activity on where they say that you have to commit to walking or running 60 miles in the month. So I'm going to be signing up to do that. So I'll probably be looking for sponsorship on that kind of activity. But specifically throughout the month, we're going to be covering the mustaches of our favorite iconic people throughout the decades that we cover, which is the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And this is just the first episode of that. So this is the 1970s. Normally at the end of these things, I'm asking you to go in and give us reviews on iTunes or give us a help out through our Patreon. I'm not asking you to do that right now. I'm going to be asking you specifically is going to our website and linking back to Movember.com. I'm going to also be putting together a retro club team that I'm hoping to get other people to help promote this activity and hopefully seek donations from their followers. So I'm hoping to expand this. So please do go to our website and look for that link. By the time you're hearing this, it should be out there and available to you. So I really do appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Have a good whatever, because I have no idea when you're listening to this podcast. And as always, be excellent to each other. Bye.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 Bonsai!